This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Social media, Google, email marketing, systems, website traffic, and the endless content creation that comes with marketing. It's overwhelming, right? Say goodbye to endless stress and hello to clarity with the Meaningful Marketing Podcast. In this podcast, I will share with you fast and free practical methods to help you manage, monetize, and market your business, all infused with a healthy dose of motivation. Let's do this. Welcome to the very first episode of the Meaningful Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Girardi from Online Business Marketing, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. In this very first episode, I want to share a bit about who I am, my story, and what you can expect from this podcast. Firstly, let's talk about who this podcast is for. If you're a business owner feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and lacking in creativity, if you're desperate for clarity, confidence, and more customers with your online marketing, then you're in the right place. I'm here to offer practical methods, motivation, and strategies to help you improve your performance both online and offline. Meaningful marketing isn't just about boosting your business. It's about creating something significant, relevant, and purposeful for you and those you impact through your business. My goal is to empower you to have a meaningful life by guiding you toward a purpose that enhances your well-being. So let's first start at the very beginning. It has been on my bucket list for quite a while to start this podcast. Once you hear my story, you'll understand why. One of the biggest problems we had was coming up with a name, and you can see why I stuck with meaningful marketing. For me, life is all about how we live it on and offline. We do not live to work, we work to live. So this podcast is all about you having a purposeful life. I'm going to share with you a little bit about my story and how little old non-techie me fell into the online marketing world and became an online marketing strategist, along with having built a six-figure business with no financial support, with no investment, and with no skills at all. I'm also going to share with you how you can do it too. So let's start at the very beginning. As you can hear from my accent, I'm from South Africa. I was born in Durban, and my journey into entrepreneurship begins there. As a former school teacher, personal trainer, and South African triathlete, I initially found it relatively easy to get clients through word of mouth and referrals when I had my own personal training business in South Africa. However, my life took a significant turn when I got married and became pregnant with identical twin girls at the age of 28 years old. My husband at the time got transferred to Johannesburg, and I found myself starting a new and very different life with now having to rebuild or start a business with no client base at all. And then life threw a few more surprises when we got the opportunity to immigrate to Australia. Moving to the Gold Coast, Australia, we left behind financial stability and family support networks. When arriving in Australia, no family, no friends, three daughters under the age of five, and all of us living on one single income, it was a highly stressful time in my life. Despite the challenges of being in a new country with limited resources, I refused to give up. I joined a community of mothers in business and immersed myself in self-education. I learned some invaluable lessons about building a successful business. One crucial insight came from the book that Russell Brunson wrote called ClickFunnels, and he emphasized the importance of focusing on getting one thing right. For me, that one thing was developing an end-to-end strategy, a series of activities and tasks that took me from acquiring new clients right through to making sales. Despite my lack of experience and technical expertise, I persevered and taught myself the online marketing platforms. I worked out that I could build relationships and grow my business without spending a dime on any paid advertising. Through trial and error, I discovered that there were three fundamental principles that underpin successful online marketing. Number one, stick to a strategy and avoid the temptation to constantly rebrand. So many times when something's not working, so many business owners will go and rebrand. They will spend resources, time, money, and stress rebranding when really what they need to do is come up with an income-producing strategy and stick to that strategy. Review what's working and not working and then work it through until it does actually work. Number two is embracing essential skills, even though it's outside of your comfort zone. For me, I'm hyperactive. I love the outdoors, personal trainer, ex-triathlete, Sitting in front of a computer is the absolute last thing that I want to be doing. So for me, it's around, I wanted to be able to develop the skills so that I could manage my marketing without having to spend my life online. And I knew that meant I would have to do some yucky things, like improving my social media skills and my email marketing skills and the management of the things that I need to do within my business in order to make money. I knew that although it was outside of my comfort zone, I knew that understanding those things meant that I could grow a business. I wasn't in a position to outsource to someone else. I wasn't in a position to have what I was doing not work. Number three is understanding that there's no quick fixes or magic pills. So many times we'll get given these promises to invest in or gamble on things like paid advertising or outsourcing, when really there is no such thing as quick fixes or magic pills. If you stick to your strategy, you invest in yourself and your skills, and you understand that there is no quick fix or magic pill, you have to put in the work, you will be able to, even without any tech experience at all or marketing skills, you will be able to run a successful business and manage your own marketing. So fast forward to today, I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 entrepreneurs worldwide better manage, market, and monetize their business online, all without relying on ads. How I transitioned into this business was after having successfully set up a personal training business in a saturated industry on the Gold Coast without knowing anyone and with no investment or tech or marketing skills. Within 5 years, I then opened up a health, wellness, and fitness center. In the health, wellness, and fitness center, I thought, oh, well, if I have all these other rooms and if I get subcontractors in to rent space within the facility, it'll all help contribute towards the rent and we can all refer to each other and help each other grow each other's businesses. What I soon learned that as the weeks rolled past, that many of them had no money to pay me rent because they couldn't get customers. This is when I started to utilize the conference room space within the Health, Wellness, and Fitness Center, and I started to run a meetup. At that time, it was specifically for health, wellness, and fitness entrepreneurs. In my mind, I thought if I could teach them the things that I had learned on how to use social media without paying for ads, to generate leads, how to create content that actually converts, how to have your social media work so it actually generates you paying customers, I thought if I could teach them how to do this, then they'd be able to pay me rent each week. Soon, the word spread and all other industries started attending this meetup that I was running on Fridays. In fact, the room would hold around 20 people and we had to start cutting it off each week when it started to get around 30. I started it off monthly and then eventually had to continue doing it on a weekly basis because there was such demand. I had everything from real estate agents to financial advisors, lawyers, marketing managers, business owners, entrepreneurs, e-commerce businesses, service-based businesses, B2B businesses, B2C businesses, all started to attend because they said the same common thing. We don't have the skills to do it. We know we need to do social media, but we don't know how to do it. We know we need to post consistently, but we don't know what to post. We know that we can generate leads without paying for ads, but we just don't know how. And they all said the same thing, that they couldn't afford to outsource to huge marketing companies. And they understood that in order to get better, they needed to do something different. After seeing how I had personally done it myself and built a six-figure business within 5 years without paying for any advertising and without having any marketing skills at all, and really being an outdoorsy, hyperactive person, they soon wanted some of that too. So that's when I decided to create my marketing consultancy business, where I would empower business owners with three things. I'd empower them with the skills, the strategies, and the systems so that they could successfully manage and monetize their marketing. And really what that means is making their marketing meaningful. Throughout this podcast, expect to hear not only marketing insights, but also glimpses of my South African roots, along with motivational tips for health and wellness. So buckle up and get ready to transform your marketing. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and visit onlinebusinessmarketing.com.au for free downloadable resources. Together, let's make meaningful marketing a reality for you and your business. This is Chantel Girardi from the Meaningful Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening in. Meaningful marketing is all about you making your marketing meaningful. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please hit that subscribe button. But subscribing means that you won't miss out on future episodes all about marketing and motivation. Stay inspired, stay focused, and make your marketing meaningful.